Make sure you're subscribed to Issues Etc. Type Issues Etc. in your podcast provider, hit that subscribe button, and leave us a 5-star review. This will make it easier for other podcast listeners to find Issues Etc.
You hear people on the left say that the Supreme Court is illegitimate every single time they issue a ruling that differs from the preferred policies of the left.
It's confusing and inappropriate to conflate loyalty to Christ with loyalty to a nation or political program.
Allah in the Quran says, "I could have guided everyone to the truth, but instead I will fill hell with men," which is an idea that's abhorrent to the Bible that says God desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth.
We commend a world that is in chaos and rebelling against God. We commend that world to Him. He will be the judge. And in the meantime, in every way that we can, we bear witness to the Son of God, our Savior.
New York City subway riders love Issues Etc.
We are awash in data, a lot of it poll results. There are reasons why the big aggregate polling outlets in the media average things out. It's because no one poll tells the whole story, and sometimes there are genuine anomalies in the data. Maybe so with a recent Gallup poll on American attitudes about abortion. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in live on this Wednesday afternoon, the 13th of July. Dr. Michael New, a columnist for National View Online, will join us to talk about questionable reliability of a recent Gallup poll on abortion. We'll do listener email and the Issues Etc. comment line, and then we'll discuss praying the Psalms with Pastor Will Whedon, host of The Word of the Lord Endures Forever. Joining us to discuss questionable reliability of a recent Gallup poll on abortion, Dr. Michael New. He's visiting assistant professor of social research and political science at the Catholic University of America, associate scholar at the Charlotte Lozier Institute, a columnist for National Review Online, and author of a column titled "Decline in Pro-Life Sentiment Among Minorities Raises Doubts About Gallup Poll." Dr. New, welcome back.
Thanks for having me. Much appreciated.
Why did this May 2022 Gallup poll, what did it report regarding abortion sentiment in America?
Sure. The poll came out in early June, and it found a 6 percentage point increase in support for legal abortion. And this was not surprising. Most of this poll was conducted after the leaked draft Dobbs decision came out. And typically we know from past polls that abortion attitudes kind of fluctuate in response to current events. And most of the media coverage was not sympathetic to the pro-life position. So the fact that there was a gain in support for legal abortion by itself was not surprising.
Why do you believe that we should doubt the reliability of this particular poll?
The reason why we should have concerns about its reliability is this poll shows a much larger gain in support for legal abortion among racial and ethnic minorities than among whites. And this is true among several questions, but just to give you one example, the percentage of whites who felt that abortion should be illegal in all circumstances, that fell by 2 percentage points. Between 2022 and 2021. The percentage of minorities who felt abortion to be illegal in all circumstances fell by 13 percentage points. So essentially, you have a much, much larger gain in support for legal abortion among racial minorities than among whites, and that just does not make a lot of sense to me. You know, I think that the Dobbs decision would have a fairly similar impact amongst racial minorities and among whites, and the fact that it appeared to impact racial minorities a lot more than whites just frankly does not make a lot of sense.
What do previous Gallup polls show regarding minority support for abortion?
It's interesting. Among some ethnic and racial minorities, there's a lot of support for the pro-life position. Between 2017 and 2019, 34% of Hispanics thought abortion should be illegal in all circumstances. Now, Gallup didn't really release any data on Hispanics from their 2022 poll, but based on, you know, what we know about past surveys, for there only to be 10% of racial and ethnic minorities thinking abortion should be illegal in all circumstances, that would mean Hispanic pro-choice sentiment would have to kind of gain by about 20 percentage points. That makes no sense. Typically, you don't see big gains among certain demographic groups in that period of time. So I just think it's impossible that Hispanics became 20 percentage points more likely to support legal abortion in a 2 to 3 year time span.
What other things about this poll make you skeptical of its accuracy?
Another thing that makes me skeptical is the findings on low-income earners. Just about every poll I've ever seen on abortion dating back to the 1970s usually finds that low-income earners are much more supportive of the pro-life position than high-income earners. That was not the case with this poll. It found that low-income earners, their opinions, were pretty consistent with the polling average. So that was kind of surprising as well. Again, we have a good body of research showing that low-income earners are pro-life, or at least more pro-life than average. That was not the case with this poll.
How do you account for that 13-point drop that is being reported?
To be perfectly honest, you know, I can't. I mean, I just think it's implausible that the leak of the draft Dobbs decision would have a much larger impact on the views of racial and ethnic minorities than among whites. The only things I can think of are maybe the sample was just badly skewed somehow. Another possibility is they just didn't consider Hispanics to be a racial or ethnic minority and somehow lumped Hispanics in with whites. That's a possibility. I just really can't wrap my head around this. It just does not make much sense.
If you were conducting the Gallup poll and saw that 13-point drop with the concerns you have, what would you have done with it?
Well, first, I would have definitely reviewed the data, made sure that the count was accurate. If the count was, in fact, accurate, I would have gone ahead and conducted another poll. I mean, sometimes there is situations where polls just sample a very skewed cross-section of the population. Again, if there's just very large variations that just don't seem to make a lot of sense, I think the right thing for a reputable pollster to do is just conduct another poll. And if two polls independently show the same thing, maybe there is something happening. But I wouldn't release the result of one poll with a very skewed finding like this.
The media tend to be less skeptical of results seen as favorable to abortion support. Why is that?
Well, it's interesting. The media tends to be very sympathetic to legal abortion. The Gallup poll is very visible. And the media, you know, when they cover the Gallup poll, you know, they're just all too happy to trumpet the finding that there was a gain in support for legal abortion. They didn't give the poll that much scrutiny. They didn't really look at the demographic breakdown. You know, if they had really, you know, analyzed the poll carefully, they would have found what I found, which is that, you know, a vast majority of the support for legal abortion, or the vast majority of, in the gains in support for legal abortion, came from racial and ethnic minorities. That just didn't make a lot of sense. But the mainstream media, again, just didn't really give this poll the scrutiny it really deserved. And you know, I'm glad that National Review Online published my piece. I'm going to try to get some other articles out about this as well. Again, I think that the media didn't report on this poll properly.
Do you expect subsequent polling to, in effect, correct the inaccuracy that you believe exists in the May Gallup poll?
I hope so. The thing is, you know, Gallup does a poll every year. And it's, since they ask the same questions the same way, you know, the Gallup poll is pretty useful at kind of looking at trends in public attitudes toward abortion. Other places aren't as consistent or as reliable as Gallup, you know, but there are other pollsters out there. I mean, we do have the General Social Survey, you know, we have Pew. I am hoping that, you know, other pollsters are thorough and, you know, make it a point to conduct an accurate sample of racial and ethnic minorities, and I'm hoping other polling data will kind of correct for this. But again, I would like to see Gallup do another poll or at least try to provide some explanation about these disparities.
Dr. Michael New is visiting assistant professor of social research and political science at the Catholic University of America. He's associate scholar at the Charlotte Lozier Institute, columnist for National Review Online, and author of a column titled "Decline in Pro-Life Sentiment Among Minorities Raises Doubts About Gallup Poll." You can read it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Talk On Demand Archives. Dr. New, thank you.
Thanks for having me. Much appreciated.
It's listener email and the Issues Etc. comment line. When we return from the break, our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. The comment line number, 618-223-8382. We will discuss all sorts of subjects interesting to our listeners right after this.
In making its decisions, the government shouldn't do so with an eye toward helping one religious sect or another. It should be neutral, and it shouldn't muck about in the affairs of the religious realm.
Former Attorney General Bill Barr speaking at the 2022 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
their brand of secularism is really about destroying and subsuming the religious sphere altogether. And that's what I say, the threat today is not that religious people are out to establish a theocracy in the United States. It is that militant secularists are trying to establish an atheocracy.
You can watch and listen to a recording of Bill Barr making the case against the progressive assault on the U.S. Constitution from this year's Making the Case conference. It's available in both video and audio formats for a tax-deductible contribution of $300. Learn more at issuesetc.org.
Where Christianity meets culture, you're listening to Issues Etc.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's Life Ministry is thousands of people sharing Christ's love and mercy and giving witness to our Lord's creation of life, His design for marriage and the family, and the God-given value of all human life from conception to natural death. Working with many partners, LCMS Life Ministry sponsors human care efforts that meet the needs of body and soul and provides resources and educational events for all ages. To learn more, email lifeministry@lcms.org and visit lcms.org/life.
We desire for all Christian children, including those with learning or behavior challenges, to receive a strong education in the faith. At simplyclassical.com, you will find reading, penmanship, and copybook exercises based on the truth, wisdom, and comfort of God's Word. We include Aesop's fables and classic children's literature, math and science, all from Memoria Press. Use promo code LPR22 at simplyclassical.com.